This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, the major winter storm sweeping across the country, delaying flights and putting the brakes on millions of travelers heading home from the holidays. What you need to know. Heavy snow blankets the Midwest and plains, creating hazardous travel conditions. The storm now heading east. Will it disrupt your plans? We have the forecast. The U.S. retaliates in Iraq after American troops are wounded. Why one former American commander says the strikes are a clear warning from the U.S. military. The newest version of the Apple Watch banned from being sold in America. Tonight, how Apple is fighting back. An important alert for parents about lead-contaminated applesauce as the number of poisonings is on the rise.
She loved them. She ate them every day.
You'll get a great value.
It's amazing.
We really loaded up.
Lost luggage can take many forms. Unclaimed bags could end up here, and you can buy what's inside.
Hey, if these bags could talk, what a story they'd have to tell.
Good evening and thank you for joining us this Tuesday night. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. We begin tonight with 7 million Americans under a threat of a massive winter storm sweeping across the central U.S. Blizzard warnings and winter weather alerts are up across 9 states from Colorado to Minnesota, with snow, ice and high winds creating whiteout conditions. Several interstates face partial closures and slick roads resulted in dozens of crashes and at least one death. Elsewhere, millions of drivers are heading home from their Christmas vacation, while air travelers were hit with long delays at some airports. On the East Coast, thick fog caused delays in flight diversions, including at Boston Logan Airport in the post-holiday travel rush. CBS's Tom Hansen starts us off tonight at LaGuardia Airport in New York. Good evening, Tom.
Hey there, Jerika. Good evening to you. According to the TSA, over 12 million passengers have crossed through security checkpoints from Thursday to Monday. And here at LaGuardia Airport, things have gone pretty smoothly, but that hasn't been the case for everyone across the country.
Tonight, millions of Americans are packing airports and braving bad weather to get home after the holiday.
I left my house at 4 o'clock this morning to try to get here.
5 states are under a blizzard warning, including Colorado, until Wednesday. More than 500 flights were delayed there today.
It's been pretty crazy, but definitely worth the travel. We're just trying to hustle through and get back home.
Nearly 200 cancellations lit up the departure board at Chicago's Midway International Airport over the holiday, leaving travelers searching for a way out.
I'm just a middle school teacher wanting to go on vacation, and I don't get to do that now.
Drivers are also facing dangerous conditions. In Kansas, an 86-year-old woman died when icy roads led to a collision. Three others were injured. And in upstate New York overnight, seven people were sent to the hospital when fog led to this crash. Stretches of interstates in parts of Nebraska, North Dakota, and Colorado closed over the holiday as trucks jackknifed, blocking roadways. Brian Sherrod with CBS Colorado has more on the closures.
Blizzard conditions caused road crews to shut down much of I-70, going from Denver all the way up into the Kansas border. You can see right behind me, blowing snow slowed traffic in other parts of the Denver area. And now we're dealing with packed snow on the pavement, making things slick. Driving today, I've seen icy conditions to slush and drivers, and they're telling us these conditions extended all the way through the Colorado mountains.
Back in New York, the stakes are high for the St. Mary's women's basketball team from Manhasset, Long Island.
Our flight actually got delayed tonight.
It did?
Yeah, but only by an hour, though, so far. So we're praying and fingers crossed that that's it.
And TSA predicts this Friday, December 29th and Monday, January 1st will be the busiest days at airports in the U.S. as we round out the holiday rush. By the way, Jerika, the girls made their flight.
You know, I was going to ask. Thank you, Tom. That massive storm system is now moving east, bringing heavy rain and possible flooding. Let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Mike, good evening.
Jerika, good evening to you. More snow, more wind across the plains means blizzard conditions that might persist right through the night and tomorrow morning. Winds could gust in excess of 40 miles an hour in some spots. I-80, I-90, I-70 could be affected. A little bit of light snow force here on I-70 across Missouri as well. All of this should begin to wrap up tomorrow morning, and travel conditions should begin to improve as well. As far as the rain in the east, it's all rain, way too warm for any snow here. There could be some flood issues, though, as we go over the next 24 hours, and at the tail end of the event, as we get into Friday evening, now some snow across New England, extending back down to the spine of the Appalachians here. Some spots could pick up as much as 8 inches of snow. But by and large, it's a wet event for us here, Jerika, and flooding could be an issue along I-95 the next 24 to 36 hours.
Good to know. Thank you, Mike. Overseas, the U.S. military carried out airstrikes in Iraq overnight on Iranian-backed militias that have been targeting American troops, injuring several in the most recent attack. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon with more on these retaliatory strikes.
The American bombs struck three locations in Iraq in the pre-dawn hours, leaving at least one dead and more than a dozen injured. A U.S. official told CBS News one target was a warehouse believed to hold drones used by Iranian-backed militias to attack American troops. An explosive drone fired at an airbase in northern Iraq on Christmas Day injured three American service members, one of them critically.
It's a continuation of Iran and Iranian-supported groups or Iranian-aligned militias on the ground in Iraq, continuing to push the boundaries and trying to identify where the red lines are for the Americans. And in this particular case, I think they found it.
Do you think the militias deliberately crossed that red line?
They're always pushing to try to see just how far they can go.
It was only the fourth time the Biden administration has retaliated for the more than 100 attacks conducted by Iranian-backed militias against American troop locations in Iraq and Syria since Israel invaded Gaza. The Biden administration is treading a thin line between retaliating and triggering a wider war with Iran.
The U.S. Has been trying to avoid escalating the conflict. Too much damage, and there's a risk of a massive and potentially catastrophic response that results in uncontrolled escalation.
The war is also threatening to escalate in the Red Sea. Today, in one 10-hour period, an American destroyer and jet fighters from the aircraft carrier Eisenhower downed a total of 17 drones and missiles fired at commercial vessels by the Iranian-backed Houthis. Jerika?
David Martin for us. Thank you. Well, tonight, Israel says it is fighting a war on multiple fronts. This is the campaign intensifies against Hamas in Gaza following some of the deadliest air assaults of the war. CBS's MTS Taieb reports the escalation is threatening to widen the war across the region.
In a video released by Israel's Air Force, a fighter jet shoots down what Israeli officials say was a drone fired from Yemen near its territory over the Red Sea, a sign of continued escalation with Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. It comes a day after Saeed Razi Mousavi, one of Iran's top advisors to its Revolutionary Guard in Syria, was reportedly killed in an Israeli airstrike in the Syrian capital Damascus on Monday. A killing Tehran vowed to avenge, further inflaming fears that the Israel-Hamas war could engulf the region. But over the past 24 hours, in Gaza, six Israeli soldiers have been pronounced dead by the military, and over 240 Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli airstrikes, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health. Some victims so little and so stunned, they don't cry out in pain. Sean Casey speaks for the World Health Organization.
We're seeing almost only trauma cases come through the door, and at a scale that's quite difficult to believe. It's a bloodbath, as we said before. It's carnage.
Across Gaza, there's no shortage of pain as this little boy cries out. A final kiss, goodbye. While in the southern city of Rafah tonight, Palestinian medical workers buried roughly 80 bodies released by Israel in a mass grave. The smell of decomposing remains was so strong, they said, they couldn't accurately count how many.
And Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza will likely go on for many months, its military chief said tonight, with the defense minister also saying the country is facing a war from seven fronts, from Gaza to Lebanon, Syria, the West Bank, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran, but wouldn't say which fronts Israel has acted against. Jerika.
MTS Taib in East Jerusalem. Thank you. Tonight, Ukraine claims to have destroyed a large Russian tank landing ship in Crimea. The attack was carried out by Ukrainian warplanes in a southeastern port. In a statement, the Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged that the ship had been damaged. This is the third major loss for the Russian military in the past week after Ukraine downed at least five fighter jets over the weekend. In business news, the clock may be ticking on the fate of Apple smartwatches. Today, the tech giant appealed a U.S. trade ban on the imports of the company's new smartwatches over a patent dispute. CBS's Elise Preston reports on what the ban means for health-conscious consumers.
If you didn't get the newest Apple Watch for Christmas, you might have missed your chance, at least for now. A dispute over patented technology is bringing sales of the smartwatches to a halt in the U.S. The Apple Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches can read oxygen levels in the blood, a feature that medical device company Masimo says infringes on its patents.
Apple and Masimo, they've each accused each other of various patent infringements, and this is very common. It's just rare that at this point they're actually pulling a product off store shelves, which does not happen very often.
Apple Watches can measure a number of other health indicators.
I can still do other things with the watch, and it's definitely not the reason I purchased it.
The ban comes at a time when the popularity of these devices is booming. In North America alone, the market for wearable medical devices has grown to nearly $14 billion, and that's expected to more than double in 5 years. Apple is the largest seller of smartwatches in the world. In a statement, the company says it strongly disagrees with the decision and is taking all measures to return the watches to customers in the U.S. as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Masimo calls the move a win for the integrity of the U.S. patent system and consumers.
Do you foresee Apple just writing a check?
You know, Apple has the ability to certainly write a check to settle almost any dispute. It's not their biggest business, but it's a nice business. It's a significant business, and it ties into so many of their other products.
Now, one way Apple could get out of this mess is to roll out new technology. The impact extends far beyond the latest models. If you bought an Apple Watch in the last few years and it breaks, you may not be able to get it repaired until this dispute is resolved. Jerika?
Elise Preston, thank you very much. Well, speaking of shoppers, they hit the stores with a vengeance this holiday season. MasterCard reports U.S. retail sales increased 3.1% from the previous year. Online sales jumped over 6% from 2022, while brick and mortar stores saw a 2% increase. And restaurants, grocery and clothing stores saw the biggest increase in sales. Well, in tonight's Health Watch, the CDC is investigating more than 250 reports of lead poisoning in 34 states possibly linked to the cinnamon applesauce pouches sold under three brands, Wanabana, Schnucks, and Weiss. It's been 2 months since the products were recalled, but CBS's Meg Oliver reports they are still being found on store shelves.
Last June, after Heather and Eric Goolsbee's baby turned one, routine blood tests revealed she had lead poisoning.
It was maybe the most shocking, surprising thing. Her blood lead level was 20, which is lead poisoning.
The alleged source was Wanabana brand cinnamon applesauce pouches, which were recalled in October.
How did your daughter respond to those applesauce pouches?
She loved them. She ate them every day.
The FDA is investigating several theories, including whether the applesauce was intentionally contaminated.
The FDA has the bully pulpit. It actually has a lot of the authority to address these concerns proactively. It doesn't devote the resources it needs to.
Kids under six are at the greatest risk due to lead exposure, which can include damage to the brain and nervous system and slow development.
Their brains are actively developing such that key connections in the brain that are crucial for attention and learning are disrupted.
The Goolsbees are now part of a proposed class action lawsuit against the company. Wanabana did not respond when asked for comment on the lawsuit. The manufacturer said it would refund customers up to $150 for lead tests. The Goolsbees say their daughter's lead levels are going down and have not experienced any immediate health effects, but faces years of monitoring.
The biggest fear is that there's going to be long-term effects of the poisoning.
Meg Oliver, CBS News, New York.
Well, some breaking news on a pregnant teenager missing for days in Texas. We'll have the new details coming up next.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Now to some breaking news out of Texas in the search for a missing pregnant teenager who disappeared the day before she was scheduled to be induced. Our CBS San Antonio affiliate reports 18-year-old Savannah Soto, her unborn baby, and her boyfriend, the father of her child, were all found dead this afternoon inside a car. She was last seen on December 22nd. Right now, there are no details on how they died. Well, TSA officers across this country were busy confiscating weapons this holiday season. On Christmas Eve, a woman was stopped with a loaded pistol in the carry-on at Reagan National Airport. And on Christmas Day, a man was stopped with a loaded gun at Pittsburgh International Airport. Well, you didn't get what you want for Christmas? Maybe a trip to the lost luggage store is what you need. That's next. Airlines say that 99.5% of all checked bags get to their destination. But where does the remaining 0.5% wind up? CBS's Chris Van Cleve went to Scottsboro, Alabama to find out.
Bridget Lee and Greta Holloman drove 3 hours from Atlanta looking to bag a deal.
We thought we'd ride over and check it out. We like to shop, so.
What do you think?
It's a little bit overwhelming because there's a lot in here. If you take your time and dig through, it's some pretty good finds.
Good finds from lost luggage, like a $22,000 glitzy Rolex or an electric motor for a kayak, and all kinds of designer clothes unpacked and for sale in Scottsboro, Alabama.
It's like an archaeological dig.
this discount dig site is the unclaimed baggage store. Brian Owens is the owner.
We're all about giving a second life to these unclaimed bags.
Airlines have 90 days to return missing luggage before it's deemed lost, and they have to compensate the flyer. When that happens, Owens buys those unclaimed bags by the truckload.
The thing that separates us from a thrift store is, you know, thrift stores are things that people don't want anymore. These are items that we have that, you know, people didn't want to part with.
Clothes are dry cleaned. Electronics, and there are a lot of electronics, have their data wiped. Jewelry and luxury items are appraised and then priced to sell. Over the years, they've also had some surprises. A live rattlesnake, a 40-carat emerald, Egyptian artifacts, even movie props. The store attracts about 1 million visitors a year, making it one of the top tourist attractions in Alabama.
So we really loaded up. This is pretty much all Lululemon.
Let's see what's inside.
A place where one person's like lost luggage stores could be your new treasure. Chris Van Cleve, CBS News, Scottsboro, Alabama.
I want to know what happened to the Rolex. Well, a New Orleans woman pays it forward with a special Christmas gift to those close to home. That's next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Finally tonight, being home for the holidays took on a special meaning for some New Orleans residents. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports on a Christmas surprise to remember.
Brittany Ricard of New Orleans wears a lot of hats.
This will definitely be gone first quarter.
She's CEO of her own cosmetics company. And last year, she became a landlord when she bought her first investment property, an apartment building with 10 units.
A lot of my tenants are single women with children.
That made her think of her childhood growing up in public housing and how difficult Christmas time could be for her mom.
It was tough. My mom was a single woman raising three children alone.
So last month, she gathered her tenants for a pre-holiday meeting, put on her chartreuse suit, and delivered a gift to her tenants that would make Santa Claus green with envy.
In fact, I wanted to actually gift y'all with a free month's rent.
Now I don't have to go try to take a loan out or something like our ex-family for money. Like, I can do it now.
Kadisha Dunn lives in one unit with her two boys. The single mom says Ricard's gift will allow her family to celebrate more and worry less.
She's better than Santa Claus at this point.
Yes, yes. Just like a guardian angel. Guardian angel.
Omar Villafranca, CBS News, New Orleans.
That's beautiful. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan. Have a great night.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.